I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Peter Crank, meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. The city of Huntsville is working to make the holiday season more special for local families. Every year, the Downtown Rescue Mission in Huntsville helps the homeless and families in need during the Thanksgiving holiday. The mission provides Thanksgiving boxes filled with items to prepare a Thanksgiving meal. The boxes include a frozen turkey, stuffing, yams, fruit cocktail, and rolls. Tanya Beverly is the director of events and business partnership at the Downtown Rescue Mission. She says these packages give families something to be thankful for during the holidays.
We have so many people in our community that really are struggling, that would not have Thanksgiving for their family otherwise, that really have to choose, you know, am I going to keep the power on or are we going to eat?
Families can sign up to receive Thanksgiving packages at the Downtown Rescue Mission in Huntsville. The goal this year is to give away 800 boxes to local families. Members of the Alabama Healthcare Improvement Task Force are currently crafting recommendations to change a state law that has led to pregnant drug users facing felony charges and more. The Decatur Daily reports committee member Dr. Darlene Traffenstedt presented a recommendation to make sure the law is applied to prevent children from being exposed to things like meth labs instead of leading to criminal charges for pregnant women. The law imposes felony charges for knowingly, recklessly, or intentionally exposing children to controlled substances, chemical substances, or drug paraphernalia. The state Supreme Court ruled in 2013 that the law also applies to fetuses. The law has come under intense scrutiny after AL.com and ProPublica reported 479 new and expecting Alabama mothers have been charged between 2006 and 2015. It was smooth sailing for the Crimson Tide on Saturday as they faced off against Charleston Southern University. Alabama jumped out to a 28-point lead by the end of the first quarter and was up 49-0 at halftime before closing out the game 56-6. Now it's on to the Iron Bowl. The 6-5 Auburn Tigers may be down in strength from years past, but this week's contest is still a crucial and emotional rivalry game. Head coach Nick Saban wants his players to try and treat it like any other week.
You know, these kind of games where guys get so sort of wired emotionally that they don't do a good job of executing or they run out of gas at some point. So I really do think that you got to focus on execution and just playing your best football and have the expectation it's going to be a really tough game and you're going to have to fight, you know, for 15 rounds.
Saturday's game will be played in Jordan-Hare Stadium at Auburn. Kickoff is set for 2:30 p.m. The game will be televised on CBS. Now we'll head to the WVUA Weather Center for today's forecast.
Dress in layers this morning as it will start off cold but quickly warm up into the 50s this afternoon with plenty of sunshine. A light northerly breeze will continue for us throughout the day today. As we head into the overnight hours tonight, we'll drop down near freezing overnight with a clear sky continuing warming as we head through the rest of the work week. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.